today on The Travel Guys.
It's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. We'll take a look back.
Is Virgin America Airlines headed for Sacramento International Airport? Well, we're going to talk about it.
Our favorite frequent flyer, Ben Schlopik, is here to talk mergers and free tickets.
Today could be your chance to qualify to win a trip to New York City or Hawaii in our Mystery Spot contest. Good luck.
All that and more coming up today with Tom and Mark on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
King of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
It's a fabulous Sunday afternoon. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome each and every one of you to another edition of The Travel Guys. Boy, we got a great show today, and we're going to qualify somebody again to be in our travel trivia contest later on in just a few more weeks. And, well, Mark, good to see you. Did you have a – you know, you had a special event yesterday, did you not?
We did at KVIE. A bunch of Sports Leisure travelers gathered to hear what we have to offer in the way of holiday tours, some of our ideas for next year. Got to see over 300 of our clients. It's really kind of special when you have an event – at a place like a public television studio, mm-hmm. because we, of course, we have a relationship with KVIE. My company does. We have for over 20 years. And so they're very nice. We use the facility. Of course, there's a little charge for that, but very reasonable. They give studio tours to our people. Our folks brought books to help with their literacy drive for children, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I don't know how many boxes of books they took out of the
Excellent.
Lobby yesterday, but there was a lot. And our folks really came through. So it just is kind of a win-win situation. And it was a beautiful day, as you can see today. The rain is gone and it's picture perfect. So it was a really nice day. And any time that you can spend 3 or 4 hours with 300 of your best customers, why, if you're a businessman.
And friends for you guys.
And for us, yes, and friends. The hug quotient was extremely high in the community room at KVIE yesterday.
I was wondering where all that the little kisses on the cheek there from the ladies.
Yeah,
special
thanks to the folks at KVIE who really came through for us yesterday and helped out in a lot of ways and did a lot of things for us. They are wonderful partners.
Got a lot of stuff in the travel news. Let's fire up the old Mark Hoffman trio there. And Mark, bring us up to date on what the world's going on in travel news.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff. Let's start off here. An airport aims to stop thrill seekers at Blowback Beach. Security measures will be increased at Malibu Beach in the Caribbean island of St. Martin in response to a viral video showing a woman being injured by a jet blast from a JetBlue airplane. Seems as though the beach is just steps from the airport, where airplanes take off and land so low over the beach that the area has become a popular attraction for airplane spotters and tourists. In fact, the Tourism Bureau even markets the beach as a tourism destination to watch airplanes.
That's crazy.
Well, despite the posted signs warning that a blast from jet engines can cause extreme bodily harm and or death, thrill seekers often gather by the fence at the end of the runway and try to hold on through the jet blast of a departing plane.
Now, don't we have a video?
We do. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you will see a video that was posted on YouTube just a few days ago and already has over 4 million viewings. And I guess this is a little macabre, but it shows a woman who was holding on to the fence and the JetBlue plane taking off, and she didn't hold on to the fence through the takeoff.
Blown away.
Yeah, we don't have it. Blown away, literally.
I'm going to pass on that one. It's not for me.
No, I think not. All aboard with respect and remembrance. We remember the Titanic. Indeed, it sunk 100 years ago today. Some folks are out recreating the journey on a cruise ship. A couple of cruise ships are out there doing that in the North Atlantic. It's many of the folks on board are dressing in period costumes. They're serving meals that were served on board the Titanic. It's a little weird to me. I mean, I to be out in the middle of the ocean like that. A lady who was reporting for AP sent in a report and said to say that this is a little bit strange. She says it's really starting to get a little bit eerie because all these people are dressed in costumes from 100 years ago.
Now, which ship are they on?
Well, they're on the Amazera. Amazura.
And it is some sort of a likeness to the original Titanic.
Well, no, it's not. They're just recreating. This is a smaller ship. There actually are two cruise ships doing this. The second one has the same number of passengers on board as the Titanic. But this one's got, you know, the harp player, and they're just doing everything. More than 1,500 people lost their lives that night. And ironically, as I was listening this week to a couple of things and noted a couple of facts, if they had lowered the lifeboats correctly and they did not have enough space for everybody on board. That is a fact. But of course, a lot of those lifeboats left without the number of people who could have been in them, so they could have saved 500 more if they'd had just had their act together. Does this sound like any recent cruise ship disaster? Well, never mind. I mean, at least it wasn't as bad as the Titanic. And a hotel in Hong Kong, by the way, is offering nostalgic diners with a big budget the opportunity to mark the 100th anniversary of the Titanic by sampling the luxury liner's last menu. They served an opulent 10-course dinner last night at the hotel in Hong Kong. It cost about US $1,900 ahead. And speaking of cruise ships, there is one stranded in the South Atlantic after a partial engine failure. A Dutch polar expedition ship carrying 73 passengers and 42 crew is stranded at a South Atlantic island after suffering a partial engine failure.
Friday the 13th, right?
A press release issued Thursday by Oceanwide Cruise Line says all passengers and crew are safe and sound.
Wonderful.
And there is no threat to the environment. They are on the Atlantic Odyssey. Here's something interesting from local travel news. Sacramento County approves initiatives to land Virgin Airlines at the airport. This is a story from Melanie Turner at the Sacramento Business Journal. Melanie, by the way, does an excellent job of covering the travel beat for the Business Journal. Airport officials have been in talks with Virgin America for several months, apparently, about adding service between Sacramento and Los Angeles. The airline proposes 3 daily round-trip flights between Sacramento and Los Angeles using an Airbus 320, which seats 149 people. Virgin America initially indicated the airport had their level of economic incentive was significantly below what is required to offset initial business risks. In other words, the cost of marketing new service at an airport. However, the supervisors came back with a upgrade to the incentive program, considerably tripling the amount of money that they were making available. So the airline is said to be studying it. We contacted Virgin America Airlines because, of course, our good buddy Henry is a pilot there. Mm-hmm. And I took a tour there of their facilities last month. They've kind of become our friends. They have no official statement, no off-the-record statement, but here is the official statement for right now from Abby Lundardi, who is their PR gal. Sacramento is on our prospective cities list as we consider expansion markets as a still young and growing U.S. airline. However, we have not made a formal decision with respect to launching service. We are one of the few growing airlines in the states and the only major carrier headquartered in California at SFO. The market in the city are important. It has long been on our prospective cities list. Again, however, we are not announcing any formal plans with respect to Sacramento and are still in preliminary discussions with the airport.
There was a little bit of a debate in regards to the airport offering that incentive dollars when
That's a very common thing, Tom. Yeah. I have to tell you that happens all over the country.
That was the case. But, of course, a lot of people are unaware of how that works, and so they began to have a hissy fit over the fact, well, where is this money coming
from?
Not
the first time that's happened. Yeah. I know it happened with Mexicana Airlines to bring the service to Guadalajara. I'm guessing that when Mexicana went out of business, there probably was an incentive to Alaska Airlines. I'm guessing there might have been an incentive to Hawaiian to start that daily service a number of years ago to Hawaii.
Just part of doing business.
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. If you want your city on the map and you want people to and the other thing to remember is not only do people go to Hawaii, but people from Hawaii come to Sacramento.
Right.
Those planes run both directions, so there you go. All right, let's see here. Talking about airlines in Sacramento, here is another regional airline hoping to get off the ground this summer. It's based in Santa Monica. Their plan is to fly executives and others willing to pay a monthly membership fee for unlimited travel in California. Now, this is according to a New York Times blog post. It's a $3,000 membership fee. And $15 a month thereafter. And they're initially going to provide service to Palo Alto, Monterey, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. If it's successful, they hope to expand to Las Vegas, Palm Springs, San Diego, Sacramento, Lake Tahoe, and the Sonoma Airport up in the Napa area. So you could
Surf Air.
Surf Air. You would pay a fee, and you would be able to fly wherever you want to, whenever you want to, I guess, within certain windows. We'll kind of keep an eye on that one. Here's a international airline that's doing something fun. Malaysia Airlines is launching a kid-free economy zone. We teased about this in an April Fool's joke a couple of months ago, but indeed it is actually happening. Malaysia Airlines is designating the upper part of their Airbus 380 will have no children in the economy section up there. So Tom is smiling across from me.
I never thought they would allow them up there in the first place.
As we speak, families traveling with under 12s, including babes in arms, will automatically be allocated seats in the main all-economy lower deck. Amazing. This isn't the first time Malaysia Airlines has instituted a controversial policy relating to kids in the sky. Last year, the airline decided to ban infants from first class on its 747 routes. The decision won cheers from some and words you'd never say in front of your kids from others. I would be one of those cheers from some. Listen, people with children are just as much entitled to travel on public transportation as anyone else. I'd just appreciate it if you drug the children before you leave home. That's the only thing that I have to say. Given their penchant for boldly going where no airline has dared to go before, here's hoping that Malaysia Airlines' next move will be to designate a special zone for drunks and passengers who forgot to take a shower before they got on the plane. The disruptive JetBlue pilot, remember Tom, the guy who went up and interfered with the flight crew? Well, just a quick update.
Update, please.
Well, he has been indicted, accused of interfering with a flight crew, and he is still being held in Amarillo, Texas, in a medical facility. So it appears as though they've gone through the formalities now, and it appears as though they will help get this gentleman some help and not let him in the sky again. Secret Service is having a sex scandal at a Colombian resort. The president is about to visit Colombia. Apparently, a bunch of Secret Service agents, 11 of them, invited ladies of the evening to their resort in Colombia. And in the morning, one of them didn't want to leave, and the police got called. And now the Secret Service has egg all over their face.
Well,
let's just leave it right there, shall we, and move right on. And that's your travel news for today.
We are the travel guys, travel and entertainment. Mark, what are we going to be doing next?
Well, let's see here. We've got our mystery spot contest, so we probably have some people who are out there. We folks who are online already have one clue, which we won't repeat here right now because that's their advantage for going to travelguysradio.com and entering their email address. If you haven't done that, people who do that each week get a clue in advance of the program. So that gives them a little bit of a leg up in winning not only the weekly prize but qualifying for the big prize, which is a trip for two to New York City or Hawaii, five nights, two airfares for two, compliments of sports leisure vacations. So our first clue for today is we're going north of the border. I am a Canadian National Historic Site, and I am an attraction. I'm a Canadian National Historic Site, and I am an attraction. What do you think, Romano? Any ideas?
Well, no, I might accidentally guess and
blow the whole thing away. All right, if you think you know, just based on that one individual clue and the clue maybe that you got online earlier today, you can call us at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 and get online. And when we come back after this break, why, we'll see if somebody has the right answer, a $50 American Express gift card and a chance to go to New York or Hawaii.
Right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFPK. It's game show music here on the...
Oh, it's Mystery Spot time.
It is.
Hey, I'm Art Fleming, and across from me is Monty Hall.
Tony Romamo, offstage announcer. And Mark, tell them what they didn't win.
Tell them what they didn't win, yes. Door number one, two, or three. All right, let's get serious here. We've got an important prize, and we've got a lot of contestants. And I'll tell you what, people are getting better at this. A couple weeks ago, we gave two clues. Not a single phone call came in. This week, we give one clue. The phone lines are litskied up, and we have already received several online answers. We have not received a correct answer online as of yet. Let's give one more clue here and say that tulips are popular here this time of year.
Tulips are popular here this time of the year.
Is there an echo in here?
There's a rhyme there, too.
I'm a Canadian National Historic Site, and I'm an attraction. Tulips are popular here this time of year. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530, or go to travelguysradio.com and register your guest. The guest that lights up on the phone line with a recorded time or online first is the winner. So it's possible for you to record your guests online and be before or after somebody who's on the phone. Let's take some guesses here and see if we have a winner. Our first online contestant is Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, what's your guess?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Ooh, that is an excellent, excellent guess, but it's not right.
The way you make it so dramatic, Mark, I tell you, you missed your calling.
Listen, Niagara Falls would have been probably my guess if I had gotten that clue. Let's see here. What do we have online here? We have some online guesses that have come in. Linda says Dinosaur Provincial Park. That's another good guess,
okay,
but not
Falls,
correct.
Not
Jacques
Dinosaur.
Thompson says Niagara Falls. No, sorry. Jeff says Banff. Another very popular Canadian. No. It's not working for me. Let's go back to the phones here and see. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. We're playing for a $50 American Express gift card and
instant winner.
And your chance to be able to go to New York City or Hawaii.
Of course, the qualifiers will be competing in the trivia off.
That's
once
right.
We have our six.
They have to come here the Sunday after Mother's Day.
Oh, I noticed everybody started hanging up when you said that you have to come here, Mark. Nice going.
Battle it out right here in the studio. John is our next online contestant. John, what's your guess on the mystery spot?
I was thinking Victoria Gardens.
Victoria Gardens. John,
that's
kind of not quite. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. I'm checking the online guesses here just to make sure.
What do you
that
got?
We're not, well, I'm just making sure that we don't have any more here that have come in. Wait, no, here's three more that have come in. Let's check and see here. No, we've already got our correct answer is on the air right here. Let's go to Dorothy. Dorothy, you there?
I am.
What do you got, Dorothy?
How about the beautiful Bouchard Gardens?
Oh, Dorothy, you are the winner.
How good are you at this mystery spot trivia, Dorothy?
Not that great, but I'm willing to give my best try.
You better practice up because it looks like you've qualified to come in studio.
Now, Dorothy, we need to tell also we have a couple of folks who have come in online now with correct guesses, and we have to tell folks that it's the time that you are posted online. You've been holding online for a couple minutes, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so your correct guess was ahead of a couple correct guesses received online literally seconds behind you. So you have won a $50 American Express gift card. And you are eligible on the 13th of May to come to the KFBK studios and compete for that grand prize.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Dorothy. Now, you hang on the line, and our call screener will get your information, and we'll get your prize out to you, and we'll be in touch. That is pretty exciting.
Very good.
Pretty
very
exciting.
Good.
Bouchard Gardens.
Now,
have you ever been there?
I have not.
Have you ever been to Victoria?
Yes.
Yes. Spectacular place. We
yes.
had another clue coming up. Our next clue was going to be, my goodness, everything around here is quite British. I'm afraid that probably would have blown
would have
it
done
away.
It.
Thanks
that-
to all of our people who were online, by the way, waiting. We had a couple other folks with correct guesses who were waiting behind Dorothy to give their answer. We take the calls in the order that they come in, the order that our call screener answers them and posts them online. So that's always a big issue. You know, the gardens were founded in 1888 in a limestone quarry. Robert Bouchard. So it's been in the family
Bouchard,
all these years.
Is it Bouchard or Bouchard?
It's probably Bouchard. But it's Bouchard is the way that they pronounce it up there.
Well, that's
I pronounced it Bouchard for many years. So he made cement in this limestone quarry, and when the quarry ran out in 1909, he created the sunken garden. He lived to be 84, and his wife lived to be 87. On their grandson's 21st birthday in the early 1900s, they gave him the gardens.
Nice.
He passed away in 1997. He ran them until a couple years before he died, and the gardens are still run today by their great-granddaughter. So it's been in the family for all those years. And if you have never been to Bouchard Gardens in Victoria, area, it is truly one of the most spectacular garden sites in the country.
Your chance to qualify next week right here on the program. Get brushed up on your travel trivia.
Coming up after the news, our favorite frequent flyer, Ben Schlappig, is going to join us. If you travel a lot, you want to be a part of this. Coming up on the Travel Guys right after Aaron Haight in the news on News Talk 15, News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Hey, Thomas, I first want to say thank you to the over 300 people who came out to KVIE yesterday and gave up part of their Saturday. It never ceases to amaze me. I say this to my clients. For years, they've been coming out and supporting us and coming to our sales events and taking their own time. And I just, to me, that's just an amazing thing because I don't have too many companies that I do business with.
Well, I've talked to some of these people, and I want you to know it's reciprocal. They always enjoy coming to your events and traveling with you. I don't know what's wrong with those people.
We rolled out all of our holiday tours yesterday, along with introduced a trip to Ecuador. We're going to do a cruise to South America, perhaps one in the Mediterranean. Some wonderful things, some wonderful regional trips around Northern California and around the Western United States. You can go to truesportsleisure.com or give us a call at 361-8687, and we will be happy to send you a list of our brand new tours. Our two lucky Sports Leisure travelers for today, winners of $100 in travel cash if they call our office before the close of business Tuesday, are Karen Philpott and Earl Maddock. Karen Philpott and Earl Maddock. You have won $100 just for listening to the Travel Guys. Call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-8687. And our lucky staff code today is Onion. How are you, Mr. Romano?
I am fabulous.
Okay. We have Mr. Ben Schlappig coming up right about now, I think.
Always here to make you a smarter traveler. We are the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Mark Hoffman across the way. Tom Romano here. Thanks for joining us. And it's time once again to bring on one of our favorite guests who certainly has had the ability for some time to not only make people smarter travelers, but to save them money.
Absolutely. Ben Schlappig is joining us today. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Thanks for having me, guys.
You in Florida these days?
I am for about a week, and then off to Asia again.
Heaven forbid that you would stay. Is this a double miles thing?
It's actually an award redemption. I'm using miles. Unfortunately, none to be earned.
You've been jogging to Asia quite frequently over the last year or so. Have you, is there somebody or something over there that is of interest to you? Or
unfortunately not. There's just been great opportunities to redeem miles on, some great airlines. So
I see.
You see, whenever I can.
You see, Tom, love is important and travel is important. But by God, if you can get those elite qualifying miles.
That's what's important.
That's what's
Ben,
really
I have to ask you at the top of the program here, since you started doing this while you were still a student and so forth, tell me the two or three things that you think have changed the most in regards to being able to get rewards and cash in on some of the things that you've been after over the years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think, first of all, with we've seen credit cards become more and more popular. And as a result, there's a lot more people competing for the same number of award seats, ultimately. So it's definitely tougher to come by award tickets now as opposed to a few years ago, because we're seeing more and more miles being issued by the banks and by the airlines, and fewer award seats, ultimately, because the airlines keep cutting capacity. So I think that's the biggest challenge. Along the same lines, I like redeeming miles for first-class travel. And unfortunately, a lot of airlines are getting rid of first-class and kind of replacing it with premium economy, since not a lot of people can justify first class nowadays. So that's rather frustrating for someone that tries to redeem miles for first class.
Now, see, you're from the school of thought that I am. Some folks save their miles for tickets, but then the problem with that is that you never know whether it's going to cost you $25,000 or $50,000, as an example. To me, I prefer to use them for upgrades because I would prefer to just travel comfortably.
I completely agree.
Of course, free is good too, but I like, and I suppose there's different philosophies there. Ben, we're into the Continental United merger now a month or so, and it to say that it hasn't gone well would be, I think, an understatement. It wasn't the blow up that U.S. Airways had when they merged their computers with America West a few years ago, but it's been more of a nagging situation that's just going on and on and on. It appears to be wearing on the airline employees. It's certainly wearing on the travelers. You, however, were smart enough to ditch United for American last year. So you look like a pretty smart guy now. What are you hearing, Ben? Is there any hope for those of us United Continental people out here?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, even though I don't fly United anymore, I still spend a lot more time dealing with them than I'd like to, booking tickets for people. So I can honestly say that it's been a disaster. And, you know, the whole system integration, there's been so many computer glitches, you know, seats being unassigned and all kinds of stuff. And obviously it's a huge merger, so we don't expect it to go over perfectly. But I'd say it's been almost nothing short of a disaster. I don't know if they're ever going to figure it out, because even a month in, there's still so many glitches and problems that it would be nice to see them fix it soon. But they don't seem too focused on fixing the big issues, it seems to me.
With that being said, what would you recommend to our listeners in regards to dealing with this?
I mean, I think the first thing is monitor your itineraries very carefully. So if you have a reservation on United, keep checking back, you know, online. Just type in your confirmation number and your name. You just want to make sure your seat assignments are still in there, that nothing has changed, because they have quite a few schedule changes as well. In some cases, segments are just randomly dropping off itineraries where they're just changing itineraries. I guess it's an IT glitch of some sort. So I think monitor your itinerary carefully. And the other thing is, as much as possible, try to self-service your reservation, because getting through on the phone, unless you're a 1K like Mark, is near impossible. So if you can, just try to do everything online if you can. And that, you know, that will save you a lot of time ultimately.
And Ben knows of what he speaks, Tom. Having flown United a few times over the last month, indeed, every plane I've gotten on, somebody's missing a seating assignment. Somebody goes to board and they're not on the plane. It seems as though United has been able to work through them. You know, they're getting people on the plane, maybe not in the seat you thought you had. And they're making some effort, but I agree with Ben. There are still a lot of things out there that appear not to be working properly. And when you talk to the United / Continental staff on the telephone, if you can get through, what you're hearing from them is the same frustrations. I mean, it doesn't do any good to call and yell at them, because in fact, I would strongly suggest to people that you're going to get way more bees with honey in this case. If you call up and be nice to the people, you will be in a small minority and they might be more willing to help you.
I have to ask this question to both of you. In situations like this, there are sometimes opportunities to take advantage of them because of their confusion and so forth. Are there some advantages here? Is there a spot? Is there something?
Have you found the wrinkle?
That's it, the wrinkle.
There's certainly been IT glitches, both positive and negative. There's nothing mainstream, I think, that's positive. But, you know, there's been some pricing glitches with, you know, award tickets, for example, and that works out positively and at the same time negatively. It's not intentional, certainly, but for the most part, I haven't really seen all that much that's positive with the merger.
You know, Tom, there's a little underground, and you have to log on to Flyer Talk and Boarding Area mm-hmm. and things like that in order to be able to get into this underground thing. But sometimes when these computer glitches appear, they are shared on these websites. And, of course, the airlines generally, they monitor the websites too, so they pick up on them fairly quickly. But, you know, the ticket for $2 that was supposed to have been $200. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we're seeing a few of that. Ben, let's shift gears here just for a minute. You're a man who helps people find free seats. And we should mention that Ben has a service, pointspros.com, and we'll list it on our website. So if you're driving around, if you ever need a free ticket and you're having frustration getting it, then Ben is the guy who can help you get it, and he doesn't charge you a fee unless he gets the ticket that you want. Ben, let me ask you, is there one carrier better than others when it comes to getting free seats, in your opinion?
I mean, in theory, United is great. They have the most partners. They're part of the Star Alliance network, which is the largest airline alliance. So in theory, I'd say they're the most useful. The issue is that lately, a lot of their partner airlines aren't releasing space anymore. So, you know, you can use United miles on Lufthansa, on Swiss, on Singapore. Unfortunately, they're not releasing space as much as they used to. So I would say nowadays, you actually have a few more options with American. They partner with Cathay Pacific, British Airways, Etihad Airways, Japan Airlines, land to South America. So they offer, I think, a few more options now in terms of availability. But I'd say United and American are by far – the two best when it comes to award availability.
And let me ask you, Ben, in that same category, if for people who aren't redeeming money for tickets or for upgrades, for folks who have got, 12,000 miles in their account and they're saying, well, gee, I don't travel anymore, I don't use that airline, whatever, what would you say, when you're going to buy merchandise or magazine subscriptions, you're not really getting very good value for your miles, but at least you're getting something. Is there a particular product or products that you have found that tend to offer a little bit better value on a miles purchase?
Frankly, I think magazine subscriptions typically have the best return on just a few miles, but you can also often redeem airline miles for hotel stays, if that's of more interest. And while I don't think it's a great value, it's a better value typically than the merchandise they have, because for the merchandise, typically you're getting less than half a cent per mile of value, which is pretty low, I think. But otherwise, hotel stays or car rentals usually turn out to be a bit better of a deal in my experience.
And you make a valid point in that there are so many miles out there now. The more miles there are out there, the more competition there is, the more likely you are to see a devaluation of the miles. The 30,000-mile Super Saver ticket, I'm sure, is just around the corner. We saw Allegiant starting to charge for overheads, and somebody asked me the other day, said, oh, well, the regular airlines will never do that. And I said, just think about the things that you don't pay for now and know that somewhere there's somebody in a room talking about making you pay for them. So the idea of United and American charging people to put something in the overhead is not as outlandish as it might appear. Ben, great information as always. Thank you very much for your time. PointsPros.com. Ben can help you get that elusive frequent flyer ticket that you can't find. Go to Travel Guys Radio if you need some assistance with that. And Ben, we'll be in touch.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great week.
This is the radio program that makes you a smarter traveler. Tell your friends. We're the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Hey, Thomas, I was in the airport the other day, and I was watching this lady walk by me, and she had this very lightweight piece of luggage. She must have been 75 years old. She was walking with a cane, and she had her very own carry-on bag, and it was just rolling smoothly down the concourse like you couldn't believe. And
how does that happen?
They're designing luggage very differently. I'm not sure how she got it into the overhead, but I saw how she was getting it through the airport. And I'm looking at Holloway Travel Outfitters website here, packinglight.com, and by golly, there's an incredible display here of wonderful lightweight luggage. With airlines charging you for bags that are over 50 pounds, especially with large bags these days, it's important that the bag not weigh 13 or 14 pounds to start with, like some of the old-time bags did.
And how many people have injured themselves, pulling bags, lifting them and so forth, and had an injury before their vacation even began as a result of trying to throw around heavy luggage.
Now they've got these ergonomically designed bags that are absolutely spectacular. And the best thing about shopping at Holloway Travel Outfitters, you can shop online or you can go brick and mortar and see them right on Fulton Avenue between Northrop and Hurley. Holloway Travel Outfitters, underwear sale right now for travel underwear. Beautiful, lightweight travel luggage. And for the ladies, travel purses and cosmetic cases, all from our friends at Holloway Travel Outfitters.
Can I say this?
Yes, sir.
Underwear sale.
Yep.
25% off.
Yeah.
Think
Do you
about
suppose
that.
They...
okay, never mind. Not all the way off. But
oh, goodness. Congratulations to Dorothy Cousins, who is our mystery spot winner today. Dorothy is a sports leisure traveler. The program's not rigged. Lots of folks win who are not necessarily clients of ours. But it's always nice when somebody who travels with us is lucky enough to win.
So, now, we've qualified four.
We have qualified four people in our mystery spot contest. Two spots still to go. So we have contests the next 2 weeks. Then we'll take Mother's Day off, and then we'll have our finals right here in the studio.
Not only are we here to make you smarter travelers on the Travel Guys, we also deal with lots of fun entertainment things in the Sacramento area. And Mark, introduce who we have on the line.
Terry Salk is from the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Terry was with us. If you all are regular listeners, you remember he was a guest about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, telling us about a wonderful event in Sacramento that was kind of a spin-off of the television show Glee, and something he was doing for the second time. And I just thought, Terry, we would check back with you. The kids have been to town, and the second song and dance fest has been held here. Please tell me the official title, and how did it go, and what are the plans for the future?
Well, the official title is the California Capital Vocal Jazz and Show Choir Festival.
That's a mouthful.
It occurred March 16th and 17th, and it was phenomenally successful. It exceeded all expectations in only its second year. And in fact, the response was so positive, we're looking now to even grow it more in 2013 and change to a larger and more prestigious venue.
And where are you thinking of going? Can you say?
I'm not at liberty to say at the moment.
Okay.
It's still under wraps, but we want to wait till the ink is dry before we.
So you're going to the big stage somewhere.
Well, we're going to the big stage somewhere. Yeah.
Let's tell folks how did the attendance go and who was the vocal jazz winners this year.
Well, an interesting thing about this particular festival is rather than ranking schools and giving first, second, and third medals, we actually gave a trophy to every school that participated, and then we awarded medals based on their overall score total, not their ranking. So, for example, if a school scored between 80 and 90 points in the judges' ranking, they received a silver medal. And if they scored between 90 and 100 points, they received a gold medal.
Got it. So you could have multiple golds, multiple silvers. We've dealt with that in regards to Ad Club Awards. They do it that way. You get a nomination, and then you might get a silver or you might get a gold, and there might be more than one winner. Who was the gold winners this year?
Well, we had several gold winners, but Mount Eden, which is a school from Hayward, and is very well recognized in the show choir world. They compete in Southern California and some other locations across the U.S. They actually won the Best of Festival Award and did come away with the most gold medals in relationship to the number of soloists who won gold, as well as the group themselves.
Terry, let me ask you, how was the attendance for the event? How was the local response?
The local response was fairly minimal. I think most of the public attendance were parents and friends of performers. But we also feel like there's huge potential for the public to support this event in the future, and we can do a better job, if you will, of marketing in advance.
So you've kind of done your dress rehearsal, and you feel like you know how to move forward now.
Absolutely. We definitely didn't utilize social media and some marketing tactics as much as we had hoped, I think mostly because we were cautious about maybe doing it too well and then having to turn people away.
Terry, if someone wants to be a part of this event next year, where would they go? What would they do?
Well, they can visit our Facebook page on the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau. We do have a Show Choir Festival Facebook page. And they can also email me at tselk@cityofsacramento.org, or they can call me at 916-708-7405.
Great. And we'll put that information on our Travel Guys Radio website in case you're tootling around town and didn't have a chance to write that down. Terry, thanks for the update. We really appreciate you coming back and telling us. I'm glad the project was a success. It sounds like that you are ready to step it up a level next year.
We're very excited. Our goal now is to actually draw schools from across the United States and even potentially internationally.
I think the potential is there, absolutely.
I do, too. We'll look forward to checking back with you down the road and hearing about the progress of next year's event.
Thank you very much for allowing me to share the update with you.
Thank you so much, Terry. You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. You get it all right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
You know, Thomas, it was nice of Terry to check back in with us. We got just a couple minutes here before we have to go away for another week. I want to mention a couple of things to people here. One is about taxi cab drivers and gas prices.
Okay.
Folks may not have noticed that gas prices have gone up a buck. You probably noticed that over the last couple, 3 months.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, guess what? Taxi cab drivers, you get into the cab and you see that the fare is on the side of the cab there. If you don't see a sticker on that looks like it's been changed recently, that means that taxi cab driver's fare is still based on gas $1 a gallon ago. Mm-hmm. You want to know something else? If you get into a taxi cab in New York City, it costs the taxi cab driver, and you pay by a credit card, it costs the taxi cab driver 5%.
Well, so you take 5% plus you take added gas prices.
Yeah, and now you're talking about a guy who is maybe not making a whole lot for hauling you around. So just my suggestion is, if you're in a taxi cab and you can see that, you know, when you get in, you see the fares on the door, round it up to the next buck maybe and give the person a chance to make a decent living. And the other thing is, if you're paying by credit cards to an independent contractor, it's likely that they are paying more than the standard 3%. They're probably paying 4 or 5 because they probably have more returns and smaller ticket average size and things of that sort. It's just something to think about if you're out there. And speaking of gratuities, here's another thing, a flaw design in our brand new airport. They put the Southwest ticket skycap counter at the wrong end of the concourse. When you pull up to arrive and drop people off, the Southwest skycap counter is all the way at the far end.
Oops.
So if you need – so people pull up, go inside, schlep all their stuff inside, not realizing that right away is good service. So when you're pulling up at Sacramento Airport and you need skycap service from Southwest, pull all the way down, and the guys will be very eager to help you. Trust me, they've been kind of lonely down there, and nobody asked me to do this, but I just – they're good guys, and I want to keep that service out there. It's very important for some of us.
Very good.
All right, we are about to wrap up for a week. Thomas, we'll see you next Sunday here.
Look forward to it. Qualify another chance to, win our mystery spot contest.
And we've got a group down in San Antonio where your daughter is. We're getting ready for marriages all around the place here. We'll get you.
Yes, thanks to Ron Davis, the Betta Place, and Handyman Network for helping make it happen for
us. All righty. We'll see you next Sunday. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask. For Mark and Tom, have a great week.